Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
I think a lot of us are doing this at work, and it might be hurting us, and we don't even know it. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
And what is that?
I'm guilty. I'm 100% guilty. The list.
Put it on the list of stuff I'm doing that I probably shouldn't.
A lot of people use emojis in social media. Little smiley face, heart. I love you, you know, all that stuff. If you use them at work, apparently your coworkers frown on that.
Yeah. Yes.
New study came out, found that sending emojis at work aren't doing anything to help your image. Positive emojis like a smiley face seem to be okay, but they don't add too much to your message that you should be typing out anyways. Researchers found the work interesting that you can use these in your personal life, but not in your professional life. So just to defend myself, our email, we have to use Gmail here at work.
Correct.
Offers you on the keyboard emojis.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't want us using emojis, they wouldn't have that included in the package that
it's
we have.
It's not that they don't want it. They frown upon it. I mean, obviously, you can do whatever you want. But they, you know, it's just going to show your personality.
You
that's
sent me
all.
A message this morning. My response was?
Thumbs up.
Yes. Easy.
And usually it's got a cat involved. Like, you always send... I don't know. You
I'm
go
a fan
into
of the GIFs or the GIFs. I'm not even sure how you're supposed to pronounce those.
You
I
go
do
into
use
the
those
images.
All the time. Yes.
And I'm like, that's it. Just answer me back.
There's a GIF for everything. There's an angry cat telling you what you should do with your life for every
it's
situation.
Ridiculous. So is that on that list?
That it doesn't even talk about that. Well, that's hard to do with emails. I think specifically they're talking about emails.
Emails, yeah.
And the fact that we have the ability to use them, I use them all the time. It's so easy to just hit that one button and go. I'm also the guy, maybe I'm the wrong person to be talking about this. I sometimes write emails that's just the subject line.
Yes, I know.
Hey, need to see you after we got off the air tomorrow, 10:15.
And the whole email's in the subject
line. That's it. What else do you need?
I guess a message in the message part as well.
Here's what it comes down to for me. We all have so many minutes in the day, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Let's just get things done. I could write emails and be like, TJ, I hope you're having a great day. Listen, wanted to circle back on something.
That would be nice.
TJ had to yell at her husband yesterday.
Shocker.
It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
It wasn't really yelling. It's just, it's getting old.
It was eye-rolling and sighing is how I imagine it went down.
I'm going to take his phone away. He loves to just sit there randomly in a quiet room while maybe I'm, I don't know, doom-scrolling or something. And start playing old voicemails from me. And I'm like, erase those. Like, who, what kind of crazy person hangs on?
Like, what kind of voicemails?
I was pregnant with Liam and he was late. And I think he used to stop because he worked at the lumber mill and he used to stop and just like do some hunting during hunting season. But I needed lo mein.
Yeah, hold on. You must have been living in the southern tier at this point.
Yes,
okay.
I was pregnant. Right. I was hungry. And I wanted lo mein, and he promised he'd bring lo mein. So it's me, like, freaking out. I'm like, where are you? You said you'd bring lo mein. So I'm freaking out about lo mein, and he cracks up. It's just so funny to him. And I'm like, will you please erase that? What a horrible memory
that
of
may
me.
Have been a hormone-induced message that you left.
Yes.
Perhaps something not your favorite moment.
Yeah. Well, he has like... ones of friends who are now gone, you know, like deceased. And I'm like, it makes you, he goes, no, it makes me nostalgic for them. And I go, but then it makes you sad. Like, erase it, you know, get rid of these
old
ones.
I couldn't get
rid
of those. I lost one and I'm kicking myself for this one. I had one from my mom who passed away a couple of years ago and it was just, hey, give me a call when you get a chance. Love you. you know.
Yeah.
And it's so funny how she'd always started like, hey, it's mom. Like, I wouldn't know.
Right. Who was calling? Who is this?
And we have the technology here that I could have easily downloaded that, saved it, recorded it somewhere else, yeah. You know, whatever. But for some reason, all my voicemails disappeared a couple months back. But I had, so he keeps the happy ones. Does he keep any of the other ones, like, as evidence, or?
What do you mean?
I was up for a promotion, and I didn't get the promotion, and I found out by somebody calling my phone and telling me and leaving a message.
That's right.
I'm in the building with this person every day. They couldn't be like, hey, I need to talk to you.
Listen, buddy.
Instead, it was like,
you didn't get the promotion.
No, you didn't get the promotion. And we're really sorry, but we're going in a different direction with that. But yeah, okay. And I was like, why
call
would you
call me back if you have any questions?
No, that wasn't even on there.
A voicemail.
Isn't that wild? And I used to listen to that voicemail every now and then and go, all right, I'm doing all right. Haven't we already been down this road and they put a roadblock up and got rid of this whole idea? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
Yeah, but we're going to try it again.
So the city is apparently looking into bringing automated traffic enforcement.
Back. Cameras.
Which would be cameras and some kind of AI thing that would give you speeding tickets, that could give you going through yellow, red, green lights, whatever violation that would be. We tried this a couple years ago.
It was longer than that because Lovely Warren was mayor.
Right.
And she was the one who shut it down and said, okay, she shut them off,
well,
but
the
kept
tickets,
them hanging.
Yes.
And then she told everybody that they were not on. And I remember thinking, why wouldn't she just leave them? Okay, so they're not getting tickets, but at least they have the impression that maybe there's a camera there and they might not act up in front of it. You know what I mean?
You're thinking you're going to fool people.
I don't know, but use them as a prop. But she was like, no, none of them are on. Everyone drive.
Well, they got
rid
of them.
However you want.
Let's go back in time a little bit and just recall why we got rid of them. They originally went up because people rolled through lights all the time.
Yeah.
And when they put the cameras up, if you went through a light, there would be a flash because there's a big light taking a picture of your license plate as you rolled through. And there was one of them right around the corner from us that we can't really see the intersection because there's a building.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Between us and it, but the lights are so bright that it was like lightning over the top of the buildings, and it was nonstop.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't imagine how much money the city made off of that light at the corner of State Street and the Interloop, because it went off constantly. So they got rid of it because the people in certain neighborhoods of the city who could least afford tickets were getting the bulk of the tickets.
Yeah.
So they felt that they were punishing the wrong people. So they got rid of the whole system.
Well, now it's called Rock Vision Zero, and it comes from the city's office. And by the way, they want the whole public to weigh in on this proposal for the city of Rochester to deploy automatic traffic enforcement. And so that's what it is. They're cameras that are going to detect traffic violations, speeding, running red lights, exactly like it did before. But it's to stop. I guess there's a lot of accidents within the city.
Yeah.
Both, you know, pedestrians, bikes, all of that.
Yep.
And so they're trying to promote safety. You know, that's the goal is what they're telling us. And they said that the city's hosting a bunch of these public information sessions over the next several weeks, so the community can learn what different types of automated enforcement and share their concerns and feedback. So that should make for some good audio.
Yeah. I can't imagine the people that are going to show up for those meetings are going to be very happy about it.
Correct. Because the conversation's been had before. But this is their solution. How are they going to keep people on their bikes safe and scooters and everything else?
I've always thought that this wouldn't work in the city, but this would definitely work out in the burbs and out in the country. Take old decommissioned police cars.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on the back of a flatbed. Just move them around. Drop it off at 390 down by Rush. There's a little turnaround down there. Drop one there.
I
If you're on the expressway and you see a cop car or what you think is a cop car a mile ahead, you're not even sure if it's a cop car. You're taking your foot off the gas. You might be tapping the brake a little bit. And people would get hip to it that it's not a real cop car. But if it serves the purpose of slowing down most of the traffic, is it worth it?
I'm pretty sure that I have just the sign and not a camera not far from my house.
No.
A sign came up that said traffic enforced by camera.
Yeah.
One of those white. But I don't see a camera.
Well, I love the
signs. So maybe they're just planting these things everywhere just to slow everybody down.
I think it's on the throughway. There's signs that say traffic enforced by airplane.
What?
So you're looking around.
It does not.
Hand to God.
What?
252-9233. If I'm crazy, somebody text me and back me up, please. Look, I just want to put it out there right now. If anything happens to me, I am happy and content with my life. If I disappear off the grid,
oh my gosh.
It's not because I wanted to. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Well, we're blowing in some secrets here.
We got into some deep state stuff here.
Oh, boy.
So we were just talking about the city is looking to possibly bring back camera enforcement for traffic. So speeding tickets, going through red light tickets, that kind of stuff could be completely automated. It's not a done deal, but it's in the beginning stages.
They have public forums.
Yeah. So TJ and I just went down this rabbit hole about, you know, she says that there's a camera sign in her neighborhood.
And it just showed up and it says photo enforced. It's a white sign, has a little black camera on it.
Photo enforced by camera.
Literally four houses up and there's no camera. I've been waiting for them to install a camera.
So I said on the New York State Thruway, there are signs that say your speed is being watched by airplanes. And you didn't believe me.
I was like, you're making crap up.
252-9233. Texters, thank you. Yes, there are signs on I-90 stating speed monitored by plane. Hey, he's right, TJ. Also signs on Route 81 and 390 in the Southern Tier.
Come on.
So we did a little digging. It's all an act. It's all a show. New York State Police told WGRZ, and this is an old article. This is going back to 2022, so this is a couple years old, that troopers have, quote, not conducted aircraft speed enforcement since the late 1990s.
What? And the signs are up. Why?
They left the sign up as a psychological deterrent.
Uh-huh.
How awesome is that?
They're playing us like a fiddle, people. Like a fiddle.
You've never seen those signs?
No.
I'm not going to lie. I take my foot off the gas when I see those. But I'm also the guy that sets I'm on cruise control at like 65 to 70. So I'm not the guy that they're going to get with this.
So I just Googled because if that sign is just there to deter.
What else are we being lied to about?
What else? So the sign by my house,
the
photo enforced sign, is often placed without an active camera, quote, to act as a passive deterrent. Tricking drivers into slowing down without the cost of installing and maintaining the actual equipment.
Look,
which is fine, because they do go way too fast past my house.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. But maybe a speed bump or something might be.
I've said it before. I'm going to say it one more time.
Yeah.
Just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean they aren't out to get me.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.